DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Jane McIntosh in Bonn. US President Barack Obama has spoken in Berlin almost 50 years after President John F. Kennedy's historic address to the city. Obama's speech included a pledge to move toward nuclear disarmament and closing the prison at Guantanamo Bay in Cuba. Obama also held talks with Chancellor Angela Merkel, who raised concerns over US government monitoring of internet communications. Obama defended the policy.
We know of at least 50 threats that have been averted because of this information, not just in the United States, but in some cases threats here in Germany. So lives have been saved, and the encroachment on privacy has been strictly limited by a court-approved process to relate to these particular categories.
However, Chancellor Merkel said the topic was still under discussion.
I made clear that even when we take all the necessities of collecting information into account, the means have to be appropriate. Our basic principles of liberty can thrive only when people feel secure. And that's why the question of balance and of appropriateness is something we want to keep discussing with each other.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai has threatened to suspend talks with the United States about the role of foreign troops in Afghanistan after 2014. The move comes after the US and the Taliban announced earlier this week that officials from both sides would meet in Doha, the capital of Qatar, where the Taliban has opened a new office. The US has been trying to diffuse the tension with the Karzai government, which objects, among other things, to the display of a flag and banner at the Taliban office. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, or FBI, has admitted it uses drones to conduct surveillance in the United States. FBI Director Robert Mueller told the Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday that it uses drones in a very minimal way and very seldom. Following the worst floods in decades, the German federal government is to finance reconstruction aid up front. It will also meet all the infrastructure costs, such as highway repair, estimated at 1.5 billion euros. The German states will contribute about 3.25 billion euros through debt retirement and interest payments over 20 years. The total costs of the reconstruction works are estimated at some 8 billion euros. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. In the Somalian capital Mogadishu, the United Nations main compound has been attacked by the rebel group Al-Shabaab. A gunfight lasting more than an hour left at least 13 people dead on Wednesday, together with 7 gunmen. The UN Security Council condemned the attack.
The Security Council is outraged by the attack on a UN compound in Mogadishu today, for which Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility and which has caused numerous deaths and injuries. The Security Council underlines that terrorist acts in Somalia will not lessen the Council's resolve to support Somalia's transition to peace and stability. Furthermore, the members of the Security Council reiterate their willingness to take action against those whose behaviour threatens the peace, stability or security of Somalia.
In Brazil, thousands of protesters clashed with police as they tried to reach a newly built stadium being used by the national team for the Confederations Cup. There have been protests throughout the country over the poor state of public services, especially transport, while money is being spent on sporting events such as next year's World Cup. Authorities in the cities of São Paulo and Rio de Janeiro have cancelled transport fare rises following the protests. In the Confederation Cup itself on Wednesday, Brazil beat Mexico by 2-0 to go through to the semi-finals. Italy played Japan in the day's other match. Japan took an early 2-0 lead before Italy came back to win by 4-3. Italy go through to the semi-finals. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. This is Jane McIntosh, Deutsche Welle News.